How's it going, everybody? At the time of filming this, I think the channel is at 3,500 subscribers, somewhere around there. That's really cool to see. Most of those subscribers have come in the last like 4 or 5 days after that last video that was posted. There's a ton of audience engagement from the views we're getting, which is also cool to see. A lot of people asking questions, kind of giving advice, and giving, you know, what they'd like to see for future videos. On that topic, we're gonna stay the course from what we're talking about here. There's a lot of people asking about like farming and, you know, homesteading and kind of like neighborhood defense. That's kind of in a different vein. Maybe on down the line we'll talk about those things, but for now we're going to continue with the scenario that we've started, right? And that's kind of first world insurgency fighting a superior army for the most part. But yeah, I've enjoyed reading all your comments, especially the ones that keep calling me a Fed. That's really funny. If you knew me, you know that's far from the truth. And again, everything we're talking about is perfectly legal. It's information that you can go seek for yourself and find out. It's nothing radical. I'm not advocating for anything. We're not going to be talking politics on this channel. And, you know, stuff like that. Like, there's nothing illegal being discussed here. And we're not building firearms. Nothing like that. So yeah, that's just where I'm coming from. But it seems like most people are on the same page with what they're wanting to see and what they're looking forward to seeing. There's so many YouTube channels out there that are putting out information that's like either soft dudes in a shoot house showing videos on how to clear and how to utilize bangers and, you know, pieing off corners and things like that. And then you'll have a guy over here who's telling you repeatedly that you're not a special operations guy, but then they're showing you just plain Jane grunt infantry tactics, like how to set in a patrol base, you know, how to go on patrol, how to recon. And it's like everyone is just kind of falling back to their highest level of training and putting it out there. And I see that as kind of being the equivalent of you being a 16-year-old and your dad is very adamant on showing you how to change the spark plugs out. And your uncle's over here showing you how to change all the tires, which are both very important, but you still don't know how to drive, right? And that kind of seems like a lot of the information that's being put out there is in that vein, where it's like very specific mechanics without being able to apply that. So that's kind of what we're going to continue to attempt to address anyway. I'm going to do my best, but yeah, as far as the future videos, I've already put out something about that, but we're going to go over like urban sniper hide sites. We're going to do a raid video in the style of, you know, utilizing partisan tactics. We're going to go over dealing with casualties, safe houses, things like that, and egressing a target. There's also going to be an ambush part two that I realized that I left stuff out. People were asking about that I took out due to time because the video was like almost an hour long, but I'll go ahead and put that information out for those asking about it. But yeah, it's we're just going to keep trudging along the same vein of the things that we've been discussing here. Also, I'd like to put out too that, like, you know, if you are a YouTube channel and you're trying to put out information in this and similar to this, right, trying to educate people, that you can't just continue to preach to the choir, right? Because if the pastor just keeps preaching to the choir, then there's not going to be that many people going to heaven. And what I mean is, like, gun culture and online gun culture especially is so weird now, and there's so many people who are like, you know, they're trying to teach you tactics and land navigation and stuff, and maybe they have like a Patreon or a store that they're also trying to sell you things from. And they're like, you know, you need to listen to this information and don't be a weirdo weakling and do this stuff and buy this stuff. But then it's like the next video is a guy in his underwear on a log in a lake, like screaming incoherently. And it's like, you know, that's going to turn off people who are on the outside looking in. If you're already here and you're already with us and you're already into that thing, then it doesn't really matter. But again, like, we're trying to get people on our side in this realm, right? I don't think that does many people many good when stuff is already so weird and then they see guys with weapons also being bizarre. Like, there's a time and a place for that. And I understand that there's channels that are purely entertainment. There's nothing wrong with that. But I'm talking about channels that are trying to toe the line between, like, you got to be prepared, you got to do this and that. But then there's like this weird autistic screeching on the other end of the channel that they keep intermixing in. I don't really think you're doing anyone good like that. Again, you're just going to turn people off from the outside who are looking in, who are trying to get into this, and especially the older generation who have been around firearms, you know, their whole lives and have a ton of information, not just firearms knowledge, but, you know, they're the ones that are largely keeping infrastructure and stuff like that going. And then maybe when they start to realize things aren't looking so good and they're like, maybe, you know, get some more training or look into some more firearms, things like that. And then they see content like that. It's like, they're just going to like shake their head and be like, oh, these fucking Gen Z kids, right? Because it's weird. There's enough weird stuff out there as it is without us contributing to it. In addition to that, you know, you've got people who are really vague about their backgrounds and stuff. And I've, in my travels, I've never met anyone who was like an actual freaking pipe hitter, badass dude who wasn't at least fairly upfront with where they came from or who they are. And even like the blurring out their faces thing. Even guys that are doing that, like in a traditional environment, they're still going to disclose like what unit they're from and things like that. Maybe they're not going to tell you their name or where they're actively stationed, but you know, there's no CIA paramilitary officers who weigh 90 pounds and are 24 years old on YouTube showing you their new PSA upper. So like if that's you and your face is covered because you're trying to like be deliberately vague about who you are, I don't think there's many people buying that. And it's in the same vein of what we talked about, like people see that and it just kind of turns them off. If you're like active duty special operations or you're working for a law enforcement or something and there's reasons why you just don't want your face on that type of video, I get it. But I think that that's probably like 3% of the actual people out there doing it. So if you're gonna make informational videos, I think it's important to be upfront about who you are or what your background is. Even if you don't have a background, that's fine too, but something to consider. That's why programs, you know, getting that civilian perspective is why programs like the 18 X-ray SFAS selection and RASP and things were put into place, is because in the past those units were only accessible basically by guys who had been in the military for a while and they wanted that new perspective on things. So they started allowing civilians to come straight into the military and then pass the basic training and then go into the special operations selections, because you get a whole different perspective on guys who are coming in off the street, that as opposed to guys who have been traditionally trained by conventional forces. And just something to think about. So anyway, yeah, I just wanted to talk about that though, and we're going to continue on with the channel. Hopefully YouTube doesn't take us down. That may happen. I don't really have a backup plan for that, but the reason that we continue to discuss Minecraft events, right, isn't because I'm afraid of any sort of backlash, real world stuff. It's mainly just because I don't want YouTube to pull the channel down. I'm trying to stick around as long as I can and continue to put out videos. So if you're getting mad about that, that's, you know, I don't know what to tell you. I guess you got a lot of time on your hands. Also, people that continue to tell me I need backup iron sights on the rifle I did the video on, I've been around a little bit. Like, I know a couple things, and I have that rifle set up very deliberately, so I'm probably not going to alter my current rifle just because some randoms on YouTube are upset about it. Just wanted to put that out there, so give that a rest already. I understand EOTechs take batteries, right? Anyway. But yeah, we'll see y'all on the next video, and I appreciate the support.